Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay. Michael.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Folks in the Discord chat at discord.freetalklive.com have gotten a hold of this story that we're reading here right now, and I think that anybody who gets a chance to watch this video is stunned. What happens in this video is a father attempts to feed his young man, who's got a nice little haircut. I'd say he's a toddler, maybe, 12 months, 18 months, somewhere in there. Young man. Won't eat. Well, this has happened to a lot of parents. Certainly has happened to me. And so he proffers the spoon to the kid. The kid shakes his head. He proffers the spoon to his little Mickey Mouse stuffed animal. And then Mickey Mouse shakes his head that he doesn't want it because the father shook the head. And then he puts the spoon down and punches Mickey in the face repeatedly. He then picks the spoon up, proffers it to the little boy. The little boy, stunned, opens his mouth wide open and eats the food.
Takes the bite of food.
Now, this is the sort of evidence that, short-term solutions can work, but, oh boy, this doesn't seem like a good idea. Not to me. What do the experts think, Michael?
That was the one parent he consulted said it's disturbing that some parents have been beating stuffed teddy bears in front of their children. That was about the only expert comment that I read there.
Yeah.
At least you're not beating puppies and kittens in front of their children.
Well, it's better than that.
And I'm sure that happens, probably not for the same reason, but
not living, it's not a living thing, right? They can't claim that this is, immoral or anything, but it looks like I'm going to go ahead and call this a threat, because I think from the child's standpoint, it's a threat.
I think the kid understands what dad wants.
gets the message really quick.
He knows, and instinctively he knows that those mannerisms are no good, and I should succumb to whatever this man wants.
Here from the sun.co.uk, major backlash. Users were quick to comment on the trend. This is posted on Twitter. One Twitter user said, "This exact behavior has been proven scientifically to increase aggression in young people. We talk all the time about perpetuating a culture of violence with young people and landing in jail. This is where it starts." Now, you got to take with a grain of salt the things you read on Twitter, but I'm going to go ahead and side with the Twitter poster on this one.
I was thinking this is a good way to create some angry anarchists.
How so?
Well, because when you demonstrate violence and anger as a way to solve issues to somebody, especially at a young age, obviously, we are essentially products of our environment for the most part. We've all watched families grow up. And we could go away from home for 20 years and go back, and we could meet some kids, and we might even know who their dads are or their moms are, or have a pretty good idea because of the way they act. Well, when you're an a-hole as a dad or a mom, a lot of times the kids turn out that way, especially if, both mom and dad are a-holes, for lack of a better description. And when you use violence as a means to get things done, and now this is being imprinted into an infant's life. I mean, what's next when the kid's, 6 years old and does something stupid, or when he's 12 or whatever, And then how's this kid when he's 8 years old? What's he going to do to his 3-year-old little brother, for example, because the 3-year-old little brother's not compliant with whatever demand?
Right. So when it comes to corporal punishment, I'm willing to say that there are times if it is used very, very sparingly, and I'm talking about once a year is probably too often. Now, we've never struck my son, but I'm willing to say that corporal punishment can make some sense. But this is basically looks like a the kind of thing that, you know, you do whenever the kid isn't eating. And I think that the problem with corporal punishment and many types of punishment is they create an atmosphere of terror. And that's what this is doing. This is a psychological punishment intended to threaten the kid with what would be deadly if a, you know, if a grown man punches a, if, you know, 16-month-old toddler in the face. You could very well kill the kid.
Absolutely.
And I think that that's where you need to sort of start with the notion is that, look, I understand they make you angry. I had one. He still makes me angry. He's 11. But, you know, you got to...
If your ideas are so great, they shouldn't require a beating.
Right.
I think this is a shortcut. You know, when you read about what these parents
post. A big shortcut, yes.
Yeah, it said when kids don't want to eat, this is what you got to do. And that's what Wild Cherry posted when they posted the video. They just take the time and figure out, you know, why this kid doesn't want to eat this.
Yeah, let him get hungry, maybe.
I think that that's, you know, many times people just don't understand. It's like, hey, how come you just had that candy and now you don't want to eat? Well, you know, you're spoiling their dinner. And sometimes kids don't want to eat the food that's good for them. I get it. It's tough. It's not easy. When you have a picky eater, you got a picky eater, and it's difficult.
My sister-in-law, she's actually set a great example for others. She's really good with her two kids. Like, all the snacks are like, you know, she'll cut up an apple. She'll offer them, you know, baby carrots, celery with some, like, organic almond butter type things. I mean, but she puts a lot of effort into doing all this stuff.
Yeah,
and several times the kids are whining, Mom, I'm hungry. I want a snack. And she says, no, I'm not giving you a snack. We're going to have dinner in about an hour. You know, go do whatever you drink some water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she'll offer him some water or she'll offer him some, like, she'll, you know, juice like some stuff out of veggies and offer it to the kids. You know, because she knows darn well that if she even lets a kid eat like a couple apple slices or a couple little baby carrots,
suddenly they're not hungry.
Not going to want off food, and she tries to feed them at like 6 p.m., 5:30, because the kids are pretty much ready for bed by 7:30, 8 o'clock. But if she lets them eat a snack, and then it's a fight getting them eat food, and then, oh, now it's time for bed, but, oh, I'm hungry because they didn't eat dinner.
Right.
But that is hard. That is, you got to put a lot of effort in as a parent to stay that consistent. And I lived with them on and off over the past few years. I think the oldest is 8 now. And and she's put a lot of effort into it, but, you know, the kid's pretty good. she would never have to do this. And if they leave a few things on the plate, no big deal. We'll feed it to the chickens or you can eat it tomorrow.
Yeah, that is one thing, is that if you put the time in early, you don't have to put nearly as much of it in, and you don't have to put it in later. And that's once the bad habits are created, they're very, very hard to break.
It's with anything, training horses.
My son's never had a soda in his life. And that results in him making better choices as to what beverages to drink. Now, you know, any opportunity he gets, he's going to get a lemonade. Now, it's not carbonated. I don't particularly care about carbonation. I don't think it's that big of a problem. Some people have their beliefs that it is. Whatever. Doesn't matter to me. It's the sugar, and lemonade has plenty of sugar. I'm not claiming to be a saint or anything, but there's only lemonade and apple juice in his world, and water.
My nephews haven't had soda, nephews and niece, and at my house, they've been offered a soda from other people who brought some soda, and no, I don't drink that stuff. It's not good for your teeth, is what one of my nephews told one of my friends. And the guy who was offering him the soda was pretty funny. He had like four like kind of like rotted teeth, and he was like, "Oh, I guess you're right." You know, I mean,
I think when they don't have it early on and they drink it later, it's pretty nasty to them.
That's a bit of a shock. It's really sweet.
When we offered it to our middle kid, 3-4 years old, he spit it out immediately.
Didn't want anything to do with it.
Didn't want anything to do with soda now.
Yeah. Your thoughts, if you've seen this video. If you haven't, you can go to discord.freetalklive.com. They've got it posted in there. Also, you can get on our Telegram chat. We've got it posted there, telegram.freetalklive.com. It's amazing, this father's punching this, this stuffed animal to get the kid to eat, and he eats. He eats quick. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. pretty much any night of the week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. We're here taking your calls. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
Michael.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We're reading a story here where it's, I guess, a Twitter video that was posted, I don't know how long ago, but not too long ago.
Recent.
And it's a guy, I'm going to presume dad, trying to feed his kid. His kid won't eat. The kid's maybe 16 months old. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
There's a few videos.
He's got a sharp little haircut on that young man.
Yeah, and the crux of it is that the parents are getting the kids to eat whatever food it is by beating their stuffed animals.
Right, so the stuffed animal's sitting there. He, you know, the stuffed animal shakes its head. It doesn't want to eat either after the kid shakes his head that he doesn't want to eat. And so the dad punches the stuffed animal right in the face several times. And then the kid's like, oh, okay, and he eats. And I see the allure of a system that works. But
a lot of times I see parents get kind of like borderline angry. I'm not angry enough to like beat the kids, but they give them these like empty threats that they like can't come through with. Like, for example, Junior, if you do that one more time, I'm going to kill you, or I'm going to, you know, beat you till, you know, you're going to feel it for a week. And
right.
An ex-girlfriend of mine at a softball game, here's a guy tell a kid, kid's just being a five-year-old boy, just running around having fun, you know, being rambunctious, tells a kid that if he doesn't stop it, that he will, and he said exactly this, I will take, when we get home, I will take pliers and I will rip out your fingernails.
Damn.
So nice. At the time, the girl I was seeing goes, she's like, I got it. She just stormed right over there. She
had
goes,
too much.
She goes, you know, you do realize that if this kid does not stop doing what he's doing bad, and you are going to have to follow through with ripping his fingernails out with a pair of pliers, and he goes, what the hell is wrong with you? I would never do that. Well, then he's going to know that you're a man that has poor character, and you're not a man of your word, and you don't do what you say you're going to do, and he will never, ever respect you. So don't tell him things. Don't write checks you can't cash is basically what she said to him. And like,
see, I get where parents, people, you know, like sort of strangers see these things, and that's how they interpret them. But when I tell my son that I'm going to beat him, he's like, all right, because to him, that means wrestling. You know, oh, it's time for a beating, Jack, come on. And, you know, he's ready to wrestle, he wants to wrestle and do those things. So the terms have been redefined in his world that, you know, in so much as a beating is not something terrible. And I have said it, and like, oh, I'm going to beat you. And he's like, yeah, oh, good, good. Because he doesn't know the difference.
When my dad told me I was getting a beating, you know.
He was good to his word.
He was good to his word.
Yep.
And most
not here.
There was a couple. There was one time we set a horse trailer on fire, me and my brothers.
How did that happen?
Well, it was definitely the third time that he told us we were not allowed to play with matches. Now, he was a smoker, and he left matches, you know, all over the place. We found matches. So we used to do
this
thing.
They're interesting, too.
Yeah.
You could just strike them on the striker, and they light, and they make fire.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you take the match, we used to call it kamikaze, and you take one match and you just flick it at your friend.
Yeah.
And me and my brother used to do that to each other. So we're running around out in a barn flicking the matches, and one of us, I don't know who was doing what. You know,
this is a hay barn.
Well, this was a horse barn, and we had just come home from a horse show, and the girls were like washing the horses and putting. We were little kids. Yeah. I was like, I mean, I'm maybe second or third grade, and. The horse trailer was like a big, beautiful horse trailer. It had a bunch of dry shavings in it, which is pieces of wood that are really flammable that are kiln dried in a Florida trailer. And there was a hay bag. It's like this net full of hay so the horses can eat while you're in the trailer. So one of us runs in the trailer, and one of these matches goes in a hay bag.
Yeah.
And so we see it smoking, so we start shaking it around a little bit, and pops into flames. And then we're not going to say anything about it. So we just run in the barn, start grabbing we each grab a bucket of water of a stall. And my father's in the office on the phone doing business. He didn't have a cell phone, so he'd sit down on the phone, he sees us running by. I got to see what's going on, he says.
Yeah.
After he sees us running in and out, grabbing water buckets. So by the time he gets out there, like, there's a huge fireball coming out of, like, this, you know, $10,000 horse trailer in 1987 or whatever it was. He got it out. The paint was all crinkled on the trailer. We spent several days as little kids fixing that trailer, scraping the paint off it, but we got beatings with the belt. And I do remember him saying, "This is the third time I've had to talk to you about playing with matches."
Carried that beating for a few days, too.
And the next day in school, I can remember it kind of hurt a little bit sitting down in a hard school seat. But, I mean, he didn't, like, beat us senselessly, but we got at least one good crack. And, you know, it was the belt when it came around to your side that really hurt, not so much on your butt.
He didn't need a stuffed animal.
No, he didn't need a stuffed animal. And we wouldn't have cared, stuffed animal, whatever. We probably would have set that on fire, too. I don't know, but he...
Seems like you turned out all right.
But, yeah, we didn't play with matches anymore, that was for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't advocate for it, but I understand. And, you know, having had kids and, you know, I think that when you're talking about the third time that they're doing something that's as dangerous as playing matches, well, I get it. And I mean,
it's no different than the kid goes to almost touch the stove, and the kid's better off getting a spanking or a slap than touching the hot wood right. stove or whatever, or trying to grab a pot off the stove while there's water boiling for, you know, cooking.
Right. And I would say that, you know, 99% of spankings that are applied in America, I'm going to go ahead and come down on, that was probably too much. But, you know, there's 1% I'm not willing to. But, Michael, you actually, this article has something interesting in it about whipping boys, and I think this is interesting. We all often talk about a whipping boy. I don't even know what it is.
I didn't know what it was until this. I thought it was some fictitious thing, but apparently it existed in some time in history. So the psychological principle of hurting or inflicting pain on someone a child loves in order to motivate them is not new. For example, the tactic is reminiscent of so-called whipping boys, a term that dates back to the mid-17th century, where children were educated alongside young princes who allegedly beaten or punished for the royal's transgressions.
Right, so you couldn't administer a spanking to the royal bottom.
Nope.
However,
she had a boy for that.
And likely, these situations were not dad or mom, because they probably weren't involved in the rearing of the young prince at all.
The handler.
Right, so the handler's like, "I'm not spanking the royal bottom, but I'll bring this other kid in, maybe their own kid, you know, basically to probably be raised in the lap of luxury. Things are pretty good back that time frame. You're talking about the 1600s. Starvation, certain times of the year, is certainly a possibility.
Whipping boy might not have been a bad gig.
It probably wasn't a bad gig, ultimately, but they're going to beat that kid real good, good enough that the prince is going to be like, "Oh, wow.
Might need a few whipping boys."
Yeah, I don't want that to happen to my friend James or whatever. And so the prince would then behave in a hostage situation, more or less. So, yeah, I mean, it's historically, I guess there's some people who argue about how accurate, but I like the idea. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Don't forget the Discord rooms at discord.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a press conference at the UN in New York, President Trump says if there's transparency for me, there has to be transparency for the Democrats.
But also insist on transparency from Joe Biden and his son Hunter, on the millions of dollars that have been quickly and easily taken out of Ukraine and China. Millions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars taken out very rapidly while he was vice president. And I think they should have transparency for that. I've informed the leader about that.
President Trump also hints again at a possible trade deal with China.
And they want to make a deal very badly. And it could happen. Could happen. It could happen. It could happen sooner than you think.
On that news, your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow closed up 163 points to close at 26,971. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay. Michael.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on sex science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com. I go there, well, I get their daily dispatch every day. I don't actually go to their website necessarily every day, but I happily read the stories they collect because, well, that's kind of how I do my show prep here.
I try to look at it every day. There's always some good stuff on there.
It is. Let's go to the phones. We've got Vaginatarian calling in from Florida, listening on Twitch. Vaginatarian, are you there?
I am.
What's on your mind?
So I just read a really long article on cancel culture that I posted in Discord if anybody wants to read it. But I wanted to sort of pick your guys' brains on the phenomenon of cancel culture.
I'd have to hear a little bit more about it to know precisely what I think about cancel culture. I just don't know what it is.
So the general consensus is public criticism that can destroy a person's career. And the fear is it's not just celebrities or mainstream media or politicians anymore. It's you made a mistake in your youth, you put it online,
yep,
and now you are going to be held accountable for the rest of your life about it, or, and the term is, you're canceled.
I got it. So it's kind of like the story we were just reading of this man who was posted a video on Twitter and of him trying to feed, I presume it's his son, trying to feed a child, and the kid won't eat. And so he makes the Mickey Mouse shake its head like the kid shook his head, and then he punches Mickey in the face multiple times. And clearly not the way this guy wants to be represented. You know, this 15 seconds of his life should not represent his entire being. Perhaps, note, I have not used this guy's name. I don't know anything about him or anything like that. You know, I'm just trying to use this as an example, but this could be one of those situations. I remember there was one of a, I think a gal that was going to a university in California who was mad at Chinese people for talking too loud on their cell phones in the library. Now, I have no idea if it's just Chinese people or Asians generally or what is going on in the libraries of California universities. But she goes on some feed, maybe it was MySpace back then, I have no idea, puts a video up of her, you know, ching chong ding dong, whatever, right? She's, you know, doing this imitation, and it doesn't look good. She faced pretty severe ramifications for this rant online when, you know, basically what she was saying is, I'm trying to study, I wish y'all would shut up. And that's a pretty fair thing. If the librarians aren't keeping the library quiet, then, surprise, surprise, humans are going to group people into groups and say, oh, well, it appears to be Asians talking on their telephones in here. That's the problem. And it's happened several times, and so, you know, if people see something happen three times, they tend to make these estimations. This was terrible for
this kid, this guy beating the puppet. And he's going to have a tough time getting a job at any daycare or any, you know, football coach or soccer coach, I would imagine. And, you know, he probably would have a real hard time getting a job anywhere where you got to deal directly with the public. I wouldn't hire him.
I'm going to guess he has a job. And most everybody at that job thinks what he did was cool.
Could be.
Yeah,
his comment on
his
video was, you know, when kids don't want to eat, this is what you got to do. Smiley face and then smiley face crying. So he's... He's pretty happy with his
correctional officer or cop. I mean, any idea what he does for a living? I mean, if you work in government, you know, you can leave your baby in the car and let him die while you go, you know, bang your boyfriend or girlfriend, and you still don't lose your job.
I thought she did get time for that finally.
Oh, she did finally.
Yeah, I think
okay.
She got jail time for that one.
I know when we were talking about it.
It was a terrible story.
About a year ago or so, there wasn't much being done about it at the time.
Certainly the justice that she got was not the justice that we would get. Go ahead, Vegetarian.
Yeah, I think along these lines, the counter argument to the, it, like Jay was saying, this guy probably still has a job and he's probably not trying to be working at a daycare anyways. The counter argument is like, people survive. It's just online criticism, grow thicker skin. And then, so is there really a cancel culture out there where people's lives are getting ruined because of tweets or things they did in their past?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say that there is. So when it came to, at one point or another, somebody launched a campaign against my co-host Ian Freeman that included, among other things, and lots of things, signs posted around town calling him a pedophile. Now, there's no evidence of this statement, just signs that say that it's true. And you know, there was an FBI raid on the studio, which I can only presume brought up nothing because it's been, I think, 3.5 years since I heard anything from the Federal Bureau of Investigations. I can only presume that they did not find anything on our computers. I would love to know if my coworkers are, you know, looking at banned pictures online, but I suspect the answer is no, they're not, because nobody here seemed to know what it was all about. And we lost radio stations over this. We, you know, all kinds of things happen. Yeah, some positive things happened, too. Our listeners ran a fundraiser and got us new equipment. The FBI had taken, like, 80 computing devices from us, and so we needed some stuff to get back online. But we lost the local radio station. I say thank God, mind you, because I don't want to live necessarily where my show is broadcast. I don't particularly want all the do-gooder Democrats in the local area to know exactly what I think about every issue. I've had a few of them listen to the show and then try to, you know, say Mark said this or Mark said that, and taking things out of context, or even if they are in context in some cases. So, yeah, we lost a radio station over some sort of lies that were perpetuated. So I'm going to say that there is a cancel culture, but I don't know how much of one or exactly what it looks like. What are your thoughts?
I think there definitely is. And a good example that I would go to is in the world of comedy, because, I mean, how many comics can't make jokes that they used to, or aren't even allowed on, like, college campuses where they used to do shows all the time? Or, I mean, Louis C.K. is a famous example, but, like, all of this started because Dave Chappelle's new special came out, and it was hated by critics and newspapers and media.
And these are the people that were raised on South Park, by the way. I mean,
yeah, but if you
got no Ron guts. Tomatoes,
the audiences love it. Like, his fans and people
I liked it.
Enjoy it.
But there's the reviewers out there, the gatekeepers, the people that are trying to pretend. it's like
they're protecting you.
They're watching a gate, but nobody uses the gate anymore. So they're just standing guard over nothing. They're trying to convince you still that we are the gatekeepers of society and we will determine what's good or bad. I think Rotten Tomatoes is a pretty good example of this. I think they were involved in the Dave Chappelle thing to some extent. First, it goes from, you know, being pan to being, but then when they open it up for everybody to have an opinion, then suddenly it changes everything. And, you know, the public likes things that are funny, and sometimes things that are funny are coarse.
Right. There's actually a newspaper in Cleveland that's doing a pet project on forgiveness. So they're going through, and people can send requests if their name has been written in an article that shows them in a bad light for something that they did in their past, and they can request to have their name redacted. And so this newspaper staff is reviewing each case individually to try and see what warrants forgiveness.
Forgiveness is the best medicine, I have always said.
It's interesting. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Forgiveness is for you, not for the other person. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. What do you think about cancel culture? I just heard about it, but I kind of get it. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Bye.
had theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Numbers 855-450-3733. I wonder if I can get this video to play. I actually pulled up the video of the college girl put up here. They've
make her a little more famous.
Yeah.
Over here from.
There you go.
And then all of a sudden, when I'm about to like reach an epiphany.
Uh huh.
Over here from somewhere. Oh, Jing Chong Ling Long Ting Tong.
Greetings, Alexandra Warris. I am not the most politically correct person, so please do not find offensive. Thank you.
Ooh, Alexandra Wallace. Damn, girl, you so feisty. You so feisty, they should call you Alexandra Great Wall. Ace. Don't pretend I didn't see you watch me talk on my phone yesterday, all sexy. Ching chong, wing wong. Baby, it's all just code. It's the way I tell the ladies. It's time to get funky. I hope one day you can meet.
He makes
my
this,
mother, brother, sisters,
the sort of thing that one can live with.
He's not bothered by it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, this is the way you respond to this kind of thing.
With love.
As opposed to, you know, just shaming the hell out of people.
That's forgiveness.
He got a couple of shots back at her, right?
Yeah, doing a good job.
So, you know.
And I've heard this song before, but I didn't know actually where it came from. I think that this song is more famous than the actual chick who,
oh, yeah.
You know, it was written for or about.
He acknowledges your pain and hurt. If I was trying to study and somebody wouldn't shut up,
it means I love you.
This is really well produced.
I'm a guess nobody beat stuffed animals in front of them to get them to do what they wanted.
Love it. Let's go to the phones. Got Jared calling in from New York. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I've never harmed nobody unlike other people.
That, for those who don't know, is James, who calls in pretty regular now to complain about being banned. A simple apology, right, and say, hey, I'm not going to threaten you guys and your family anymore, or I'm sorry you took what I said as a threat to your family, whatever it might be. Yeah. You know, maybe we could repair some bridges, but I've been harmed, and you're gonna pay me. I'm gonna extort you for everything. Yeah, that crap, not gonna work. Not gonna fly. I'm not scared.
He might have been whooped on a little. Or maybe not whooped on enough.
And he's a rage alcoholic, from what I can tell. And everything that guy says is just crazy.
He never sounds drunk to me when he calls in, but, you know, certainly the case is that he's had more than one DUI accusation. I don't know how it goes.
I know someone who is a rage alcoholic, and they don't sound drunk when they're in their rage. In fact, they sound very precise, and other people that know this particular individual are like, well, what do you mean she drinks? So I'm like, oh, yeah, she was drunk when you had the interaction with her, and they're like, you know, it's pretty scary, actually.
Yeah. Fine and dandy. I mean, everybody can have their own opinion on the subject. I don't know. I just don't want to hear it anymore. Sick and tired of it. Let's go to the Discord lines. Looks like Ripple is calling in here on Discord. Ripple, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, I heard you talking about how you were criticizing the government schools for not disciplining, not as they used to, I guess.
I don't know if I was.
Your stance.
Maybe. Go ahead.
Well, I believe that your stance is that government schools shouldn't exist.
That's my stance. I agree. I think schools should exist because people need education, but I think that we'll be far better off if people pay for the education of their kids to the organization that they want to educate them, and we see what the marketplace in education looks like. I think we'll see far more innovations. We'll see smarter kids. We'll see a better world. Go ahead.
I agree with all of what you just said right there. But do you believe that corporal punishment should be in schools?
I don't. I think that it's probably the it's not the place, in my opinion, of a government bureaucrat to wail on my kid. You're asking me specifically government schools, right?
So if it was a private school, you'd be okay with
my private school punishment? Did administer corporal punishment. I did not. That I know of, that I can recall, ever receive it. I did get sent to the principal's office, I believe, on at least one occasion, but did not receive corporal punishment. I would not entrust my child to a school that said, well, we've got a corporal punishment policy and we're going to use it. Because I don't think that other people should be entering into that realm for me. So my short answer is no, I'm not going to send my kid there. Now, maybe if I stack up everything else at the school and it all looks positive and the one negative thing is that they have corporal punishment, I'll just have a little conversation with Jack. Probably ought to not get yourself in trouble at this particular school because they've got this policy. But mostly, I would say the answer is no. I probably wouldn't.
Do you use corporal punishment in your own life with your kid?
I have never spanked my son. So where are we going with this?
Well, I don't know. Like you were saying that the schools have kind of been disarmed, you know, in their what they can do to discipline.
I don't really remember where I said that. But
I think maybe he heard corporal punishment earlier and just maybe read it in a different context.
Okay, so schools, you know, I don't know that schools have been disarmed. I think schools are disarmed in the ability to kick people out, right? So if I was running a school and somebody was, some child was constantly a pain in the butt, it's time for them to go and find a different school where they're going to be better off. So I think that schools can't get rid of people. Okay.
I think it was yesterday where the six-year-old got arrested, and then you were criticizing the school, saying, well, they're not allowed the discipline, and they've taken everything away from them. Do you remember that?
Mark, I don't think you were on a show last night.
I wasn't on. It was probably Monday night he's referring to.
Okay.
So, can you recap the story for the listening audience?
There's a school police officer that arrested two
right.
six-year-olds, and it was preposterous, and you thought
Yeah, it is preposterous that you would arrest a six-year-old. But what are they going to do? What's a school going to do with a kid that they can't get rid of, that they, you know, they can't spank them, not that spanking is going to do anything. In many cases, they can't even do in-school suspensions. There's really not much left to do. And so it doesn't surprise me that government schools have turned into a mire of bad behavior.
Well, it's subsidized daycare. It's all school has become.
The schools are funded with money that is stolen from people.
So do you get the idea now, Ripple?
Well, yeah, you've clarified. But, you know, I think that because of the involuntary nature of the school that everyone's forced to be there, that's why you have the bullying and a lot of the acting out that you see there.
I don't know that. It's not that I disagree, right? There's an aspect to the involuntary nature of school that causes the problems that they have. But it's kind of like all these kids are involuntarily together. And one of the critiques of private schools is you'll see a stratification of class, right? The rich people will send their kids to the rich school because they can afford it, and the poor people will send their kids to the poor school because that's the only one that they can get. And then what you'll have is classes interacting the way that they do rather than a cross-class clash. And that results in bad things. I mean, you know, I went to a Christian school from kindergarten through eighth grade. When I went to ninth grade, all hell broke loose. Those people figured out real quick that I did not belong there, and they treated me pretty darn badly. And, you know, that kind of stuff happens. I say that part of the problem is that you just can't kick some kid out of your school, right? Like, some kids don't belong in some schools.
No, I agree with that.
And, you know, that's another part of the problem, because the government school can't kick you out. At the very least, they can kick you to the dumb kids class, or then maybe to the dumb kids school or whatever. And, you know, it causes all kinds of problems. Do you agree with that part, too?
Well, maybe they could put some padded rooms, you know, where they could, you know, solitary confinement, put, you know, like in a mental hospital, they have a camera. And then, you know, they'll put the kids in there.
Next step.
And, you know,
that's the next step.
They have a bed in there. You can strap them down to the bed, and, you know, if they get, you know, really anxious in there, you know what I mean?
What's that cost to taxpayers?
Well, it's what they do in jail. See, I mean, he's not wrong. It's the next step. The jails have it. Ripple, thanks for the call.
I'm joking.
Well,
all right.
But it's not unlikely.
If you want to bring out the worst in young kids, put a bunch of the same exact age kids together in a room. They will tear each other apart.
You know? Somebody's got to be in charge.
Oh, yeah.
And not every kid, not every group, but somebody's got to be in charge. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves, and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now, and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com, discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.